Hi Mark, welcome in our studio. Today is the Fresh conference in Turnhout. It's nearby here. That's also why we invited you to come over to our studio. Mark, you are from Theater Stap, but I think a lot of our viewers won't know Theater mm-hmm. Stap. So can you explain what it is you do?
It's a big story. Turnhout is our base town. It's mm-hmm. our hometown. We were founded in 1985.
That's a while ago.
That's a long time ago. If you go giving lectures at university or college or high school, you realize that the people in the class were not born.
Yeah.
At the moment, our actors were already playing theater. Mm-hmm. So we are a theater group, and we're a very special group because mm-hmm. We work with men actors with a mental disability.
Yeah.
Many people have Down syndrome, for instance, mm-hmm. and it's our fascination, it's our desire to bring them to a high level, because we believe in their potential as an artist on the stage. We believe that they have certain qualities that are intriguing, that are very particular for them, how mm-hmm. they deal with time, with space, with performing. And we try to manage them in a professional way, so they become real actors for theater, television, film, in Turnhout, but also in Belgium, Europe,
in the
and
world.
The world. Yeah.
How is it to work with those guys? Because it is different. I mean, the normal actor. Normal isn't the right word, I think, but with another actor.
I guess it's different, but I work already for more than 30 years with these guys, mm-hmm. so I don't see the disability anymore. And the mental disability, the mental thing is not a problem. I think their biggest handicap is mm-hmm. that they're slow and the world is fast. So that's the reason why I think they are put aside. We don't expect anything of you. We take care of you. Mm-hmm. You are not productive in this fast world.
But then again, Theater Stap puts them on stage in the front.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a nice thing to see, that they play for films, that they go to the Film Festival of Cannes, that we went to Iran and Korea, and these guys play in New York and Brazil. Mm-hmm. As a professional artist, people pay a ticket, and it's in the regular circuit. It's not at a special festival, it's just at the regular dance houses or the regular theater houses. So that is maybe caused by a stubborn belief, and we want to share what we think it's possible with them, and we always say first believing and then we'll see.
Yeah,
we turn a lot of things around, and of course it's different. I guess mm-hmm. we need more time. That's the basic idea. If you really want to invite them as creative guys, not like you have to wear this costume and do this. Mm-hmm. If you really want to take them seriously as creators, as creative mm-hmm. people, you have to take time.
But they're at Theater Stap, they are in charge, they do the creative process, or how is your role, for example?
I'm artistic director, mm-hmm. And I invite guest directors, and everybody has his own way of working, and that's mm-hmm. important. In this way, our actors can deal with a lot of different visions about theater, mm-hmm. different ambitions. So I guess they need a director. If they're left on their own as a collective, I think the deadline of a first night is going to be difficult. There's somebody who has to say, okay,
this but with is the right guidance, you can help them steer the process.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But then the biggest question is, what is a theater company like yours, like Theater Stap, doing at Fresh, a mm-hmm. conference for event organizers, meeting planners to organize better meetings and events?
Well, we like to come out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We like to we started with the idea of theater, the stage. Then slowly we began to play more and more in short films and feature films. And then we started to do animation on festivals, really mingle with the people, sometimes being one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And we saw that it is very confronting. People are not sure anymore of themselves. They are not used to deal with people with a mental disability.
They don't know how to behave then, or
yeah. Sometimes they are not at ease anymore. They are like, whoa, somebody with a mental disability starts to do something. But when it's fun, when it's a kind of animation, after all, you say, wow, this mm-hmm. was fun. So we like the idea of playing as an actor on festivals between the people. And in this way, we were asked several times to be at a party of the staff or mm-hmm. employers of a factory, or at conferences. Sometimes it's functional. Sometimes people say, we have a problem. These people have to move to another venue. And so in this way, sometimes we have funny guides. Mm-hmm. In a funny way, we can divide groups. For instance, with we did that with a kind of a medical investigation. Mm-hmm. People come and take measurements and ask you questions, and you're like, "Whoa, what is this?
What's happening?"
But in this way, the whole a lot of people were divided in different groups. They were guided mm-hmm. to other venues, and it's fresh. That we do this, we are the expertise, we know how the conference is going to
and take
develop.
People out of that comfort zone.
So it's fun for us now and then to do other things as well, and I think it's for a conference also fresh that you you have something that is unexpected, because mm-hmm. you go to a conference and everybody's briefing communication or IT or new developments and it's nice. You can make contact with a lot of people who have the same ambition, but it's good that there's something.
Yeah, and a lot of conference goers are on automatic pilot, going from one room to the next, having their coffee breaks, and an element that takes them out of that routine can be surprising,
yes,
I think.
Yes, and apart from the artistic quality, mm-hmm. We want to make these guys visible. Mm-hmm. We want to put them in the picture. And a conference is a place where many people are, so they are in the picture. Yeah.
Is it also about changing people's mind and behavior towards people with a disability?
Maybe we are not welfare workers. We mm-hmm. we have an artistic aim, mm-hmm. but we see that, of course, by believing in these people and giving them a professional career and making them visible, of course you have an influence on the perception of people.
I saw on the program for today that you guys will also be performing a play.
Yeah. That's the best way, the only way to really talk about our work. Mm-hmm. The best ambassadors, it's not me, it's them.
Let them do
and let them play, let them do what they are good in. And that's the most convincing, to see a short play of 20 minutes, and we're going to present a movie of 15 minutes. And I think action speaks louder than words.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for coming over to our studio.
Okay, thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.